With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. A choppy day in the markets left major U.S. stock indexes little change Tuesday as the Trump administration pressed its campaign to win more favorable trade deals with nations around the globe. Former federal officials and outside experts have warned for months that President Donald Trump's deep staffing cuts to the National Weather Service could endanger lives. After torrential rains and flash flooding struck Friday in the Texas Hill Country, the Weather Service came under fire from local officials who criticized what they described as inadequate forecasts. Some are linking the staff reductions to the disaster in Texas. President Trump again said Fed Chair Jerome Powell should resign immediately, repeating a call made last week, and noted that it's okay if Congress investigates the Fed chairman. United Airlines is resuming flights to Israel and will restart its New York-Tel Aviv route on July 22nd. The U.S. carrier had previously suspended flights through the end of July following the conflict in the Middle East. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.